We are in Siman Shimon Aleph, and we'll be doing Sifim Chav Zayin through Chav Tes. Yotzim Ebeitzes HaChargol, these are now cases from the Mishnah that were known refuas in the olden days. Today we don't know that they work, and therefore the halacha would change. So Yotzim Ebeitzes HaChargol, with the egg of a certain locust that was used to cure an earache. B'shein Shel Shuol, this is for someone who has sleeping disorders. The tooth of a fox. If someone has problems falling asleep, it's the tooth of a dead fox. If he has problems waking up, then it's the tooth of a live fox. Ubamnasmer hatsoluv, and the nail of someone who was crucified. The reason for that, what they used that for, was actually to cure infection that came by way of a wound. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, vein bo mishum darkei amori, it is also not considered superstition. V'chein b'chol davar shu mishum refuah, anything that is refuah and that works. Not if it's just people talking about a tradition and it doesn't work. Something that doesn't work is darkei amori. Avlamosa maisa v'nikar bo shu mishum refuah, also mishum darkei amori. But if you do one of these things that looks like superstition and not refuah, that'll be aser. Aval kol lachash mutter. To say words, that's always mutter. It's only things that you checked into and you realize that they accomplish nothing. There are some who say that any kamea she'ena mumcha has a din of darkei amori, but the Gra asks on that because the lashon of the Mishnah sounds like it's only aser b'chol b'shabbos, but b'chol it's mutter. Mishtabura says that in the case of a cholish yesh bo sakana, he's allowed to do anything that could possibly help him. Sif chav ches. Mi sheyesh lo maka bepisas raglo. Someone has a wound on the bottom of his foot. V'kosho leh matbeya lehagin shelo yinogei paraglov. And he puts a coin on it that he shouldn't get hurt. And it also heals, you're allowed to walk out with it. Now the Mishnah Berurah had previously mentioned the Machlokas, the Tur and the Rambam, that Lefi the Tur, to prevent something from getting scratched, would not have a din refuah, and according to the Rambam, and would therefore be Aser, and would not be a Tachshit, and according to the Rambam, it did have a Shem refuah, meaning it would be a Tachshit, and you're allowed to walk out with it. So the Mechaber here is again following the Tur, who holds that if it doesn't also heal, you couldn't carry it outside. But the Mishnah Berurah had mentioned that the Gra is Machriya like the Rambam, that the halach is you could wear it outside. Further, in the case of preventing something from getting scratched, so you're allowed to put a cloth on it, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you must wash the place from blood, so it shouldn't stain the cloth because of tzviya. Now, that being the case, one is allowed to put on a Band-Aid, for example, to keep a wound from getting infected, or to keep a wound from getting banged, and in which case it'll open up. All of that is going to be mutter. Sif Chav Tes, Hayotze Betalis Mekupeles Al Kseifav. Someone who walks around with his talis, he is not wearing it on his body. He just goes and bunches it up on his shoulders. Dainu shalacha shenos na rosho, he just puts it on his head. Magbia shuleho, instead of hanging the rest on his goof, he rolls it all up and puts it on his shoulders. Chayev chatos, that is not derech levisha, and he is a chayev chatos. Avalam eina mekupelas al kseifev, el meshulshelas baruch ba lamata mikseifev shori. Whereas if it rolls down, even though it doesn't go down to the bottom and it's doubled up, that's still going to be mutter. Shemiyachashu misate betaliso miskasabo ksefa vagufo. Because if he's really covering himself with the talis, afal pi shemiskatzer ktsas milamato mutter. Even though it's a little thinner on the bottom because you piled it together, it's mutter. Valpizem mutter lisate betaliso takas aglimo lavilo besakneses. You're allowed to go put on a talis and then fold the bottom of it up so it shouldn't stick out under your coat when you walk to shul. So it's only if it's not covering your guf that it's aser. But if it is and you're just doubling the bottom, that's going to be mutter. Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis of whether or not it has to cover Rov Gufo in order to be mutter.